Of course, the Crows had a very good game against Gold Coast, in particular the last quarter where they were absolutely dominant. And the player who got the three votes from the 5AA was a young man by the name of Rory Laird. He joins us now thanks to Harvey Norman, the factory outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Rory, how are you?
Hey, boys, how are you?
We're very well. No, our pleasure. Hey, you've been in ripping form this year. Has your role changed slightly? I think the last couple of weeks in particular, you found yourself as the loose across half-back and you're loving it.
Yeah, it sort of changes each week here and there depending on the fall line that the opposition team have. So sometimes I get to be the plus and try and get the intercept marks and read the ball in the air, and then other times I play on an opponent and try and shut that down. And sometimes I play on an opponent and try and run off. So, it just pretty much depends on who's down at the time, really.
How was the game in terms of the way you rated it? Because, be fair to say, it was a little bit scratchy at different stages throughout the first three quarters, and then you dominated in the last.
Yeah, I think it was just, it was a really close game for three quarters. I think we lost around with the ball a bit. We sort of overhandled at times and did get into our forwards who were really on fire at the time kind of thing with Charlie and Eddie and Josh Jenkins was the big presence down there. So I think it was just sort of getting out the middle, getting it down there, putting the pressure on the Gold Coast defenders, and then putting some scoreboard pressure on.
How nervous were you in that first half? I think Lynch, Dixon and Day had 9 marks inside 50 and about 7 goals up to half-time. But the good thing is your key defenders after half-time really stuck to their guns, Rory, and got on top.
Yeah, they did. It was a bit of a shaky start, and Dixon was on fire early, and then a really, really good second half from Hardo. He sort of shut him down and didn't do too much. So I think Shorey and Jake Lever as well also played really well. So in the end, we got a really solid win, which is the main point of the day. So credit to them for sort of keeping the game and sort of shutting them down.
And having Talia out, everyone had to shuffle up. Tell us about Jake Lever. Biggs reckons he should get the NAB Rising Star this year. For a bloke that's played seven games...
This week, I should... whole year.
Oh, I think he
should be nominated for this week, so is what I'm saying.
I'd give it to him for the whole year. You know, I'll go one step
further. There's a couple of other really good players out there too,
right? But Rory, tell us about Jake.
He's coming along pretty well, isn't he? He had an absolute riffer on the weekend. He actually helped me out a couple of times, which was really good down there. He knows when to sort of come off his man and read the play. And someone that hasn't played very much footy at all, he knows how to find it well, especially as a key kind of backman, and uses the ball well, makes good decisions. And I reckon once he adds 5 or 6 or 7 kilos on, he's going to be a monster. So he's a really good prospect and also playing really well at the moment. So, I reckon it's a great addition to the back line that we've got down there.
And you mentioned the forward just a minute or so ago, and you mentioned Charlie Cameron. His form has been very, very good, and a career best 4 goals on the weekend. He just seems to be growing in confidence each time he pulls the boots on.
Yeah, I think he is. He's getting that consistency in his game. I think he's sort of playing 4 quarters of good footy now, and it was shown on the weekend where he attacked the scoreboard in the first and second half. And I always tell him to sort of reward himself. He gets a lot of shots at goal, but then sometimes tries to pass it, or he tries to be too unselfish at times, where he can sort of take it on himself because he's got great skills and extremely quick. So it's good to actually see him reward himself and kick a few goals. And it was good to watch him down back. A couple of them were amazing for the pocket, etc. So he's like a mini Eddie Betts, which is good to have 2 down there.
Mm. Talk about the return of one of your spiritual leaders, I guess, Rory Sloane. How much of an impact did that have on the group?
Yeah, had a pretty big impact. He's obviously a really key player to us. Really good on-field leader with his voice and more his actions. I think just the way he goes into the ball and he tackles, and those are the team things, as well as actually getting the ball and being really damaging. So, he's really good for us out there on the field, and gave us a lift on the weekend. He played very well.
Got a new nickname with that helmet, has he? You can share with us?
I actually haven't heard anything, really. I think you have to... maybe speak to Tex or Yenshi, see if they can think of something witty, but no, I haven't heard anything, actually.
Beautiful.
Too clever at the moment.
He's a ripper, and he works up and down the ground as good as any. 9 different goal kickers again, just sharing the love in that forward line. So unselfish, Rory, and the continuity now between that group, because they've played together a few weeks now, has been brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. I think having a healthy various school goal kickers is really good for us. Josh Jenkins sort of could have kicked an absolute bag. He missed a few easy ones, and Charlie and Eddie hit the scoreboard, so I think it's good that our midfielders get down there as well. So the more people that can kick goals, it makes it harder for opposition to defend. So, yeah, it's really good for us to have a team.
Now, let's talk about you, little Rory Laidberger. You're a lock for All Australian at this stage, well, a squad of 40. You'd be top three of our BNF if it was to stop right now. Has your form even surprised you?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. I don't really agree with what you're saying there, Rory, by the way. I think that's a bit over the top, but I think just try and play my role each week for the team and actually try and get the ball in my hands a bit more this year, and if it's through the midfield or half-back or playing a lockdown role down back, it's just doing what the coach is asking me, and if that's coming with me getting the ball and getting involved a bit, then I'm happy to do that. But it's just mainly just trying to get the win on the weekend, mate. It's the most important thing.
Oh, you're such the team man. Now, Rory, I'm paid to be over the top. We'll ask Pitts, who knows you really well. Am I out of line by saying he's top three? He'd be in top three of ours if we were to stop it now.
He'd be in the...
And you name a better small defender, Bix.
Well, he'd be in the top dozen or so, and Luke Brown's been in good form, so that... No, I'm having a bit of fun with you, lady. No, you have been in really good form, and look, we just like to keep it understated, though, because he wants to continue on. You're playing your 50th game this week, lady. It's come around pretty quick.
Gee, how's
that, it has, man? Yeah. It's sort of come around pretty quick, as you just said. So, 3 years in, and good to sort of... not have any too many major injuries, so knock on wood that stays the same. But, happy to sort of bring that up, a nice little achievement. And, happy to be out there each week. That's just sort of what I came into the year trying to do, play as many games as I can, and so far, so good.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. It's also Taylor Walker's 100th game, so the banner's probably going to be 95% Tex, congratulations, 100, and you've probably got the top right-hand corner, little Rory Laird, well done on 50.
No, I'm happy with that, mate. So I said today to the press conference I did, I think all the media should be all around text and no one near me, which should be nice. So I reckon he deserves all the banner too. It's a great achievement to play 100 AFL games, and he's had 100 AFL quality games, so no, credit to him.
What have you put your form down to then, Rory, and the improvement? Has it coincided with Bix being boned out of the coach's box? I thought I'd put that in because he's a smarty pants here, Rory. But seriously, what have you put your form down to?
I think it's just off the back of a really solid pre-season. I think last year I sort of ran out of gas about this time wasn't really playing well on game day. I wasn't getting to the spots that I wanted to and showed my inconsistent form. And this year had a full pre-season and been healthy, so I think that's sort of helping me cover the ground a bit more and stay more involved in the game. So I reckon that's pretty much what it comes down to. And also building on a bit of confidence with how I'm playing each week, so I think that kind of helps as well.
Rory Laird from the Crows, I guess, thanks to the Harvey Norman outlet. Now, Daniel Talia talked to us about him. He got the trots and couldn't play.
Yeah, I think he was just sick on the day. I think he pulled up real sick, and I don't reckon it would have been smart for him to go out there and play, you know, at 50% not feeling well. And obviously, he would have been on Dixon or Lynch, two really quality forwards, so it would have been tough for him. But we had Shorey come in and Harlow play down there, play a key role, and in the end, they got the job done. We had a good win, so that's all that matters. So I reckon he should be okay this week. He's just got to get through a bit of training. But he was yesterday running around and stuff, so I reckon he'll be fine.
How good a leadership. So it sounded like he made the call. He's gone, you know what, I'm not going to be right, so I'm out. That's brilliant, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's good that he didn't sort of put it on him and he playing personally to sort of just keep that, you know, him out in the field. But he wouldn't have been his usual self. He would have been a bit slower and a bit, you know, not as strong, obviously. And as I said, the two quality forwards probably would have pushed him around a bit. So it's a smart decision, and he might be on buddy this week, so he sort of rested up.
Hey, we heard Campo all last week talk about how good your training form was and the purposefulness that you went into last week. Is that the theme again for this week, just to try and keep replicating that really good training form, come up against the quality side in Sydney at their home ground?
Yeah, I think that's sort of what we've been building off. We've been training really well as a group and a lot of intensity at training, and really clear on what we want each weekend, which is good for us to have that clear picture of what we're doing well. And we want to keep building on the momentum of the last 2 weeks. We obviously had a really emotional field week the week before, and then this week was really a workmanlike win kind of thing with a really strong finish. So we're hoping to do that again this week, and Sydney will be tough, but I reckon we'll be able to do it. We're a quality outfit, and I think when we're on, we know what we're doing, we're playing well, we can take it to any side.
How tall are you, Rory? 5'9"?
Oh, I like to think I'm a bit taller, but I think I'm 177 or 178. I say 178.
Yeah, I'm 178. Now, small blokes have got to stick together. It's same as big.
I'm 178.
Anyway, Scotty Camporeale, hasn't he done a fantastic job? All those coaches have since the tragedy, no question about that. But I did take umbrage to this comment. Rory, have a listen.
Oh, he's just a great kid, really. I mean, he just wants to learn, comes off the rookie list, listens, trains the way he needs to train. He's a professional with his standards around the footy club. But what we love about him, he's clean, he makes really good decisions, and, you know, he takes really clean intercept marks for us for his size. We just love him to be 6 inches taller.
Now, I loved every bit of that, other than that last bit, Rory. Now, you have right a reply here.
Oh, he's very nice to me there, I think. I think I'm very happy with what he said there. I have to agree with him. I wouldn't mind just even 5 centimetres would just be so handy. But, no, I guess, thanks, Campo.
Be happy with what you've got. I don't need another 6 inches.
We just work with what we're given. Hey, Rory, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Well, hang on, I haven't finished. There's a text from a listener.
Okay, go.
1-999-1395. Rory, we're interactive here. I don't know what this means, but, Rory, are you a redhead?
No, I've got brown hair.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I don't know what that means, so I'm just reading it out.
When I got a beard, it gets a bit red and tingy.
Ooh, a little bit of gingy, Rory.
Ginger beard. Thanks for joining us, Rory. Yeah. Don't buy into any of that rubbish that Rory's talking about. He's trying to get you in the Rangers group. Tommy Lynch.
No. There was
Sauce.
A photo. Well, you open up. In the sports room, there was a photo of Rory, and you said, oh, gee, there's a bit of tinge of red in the hair there, a bit of lynchy about him.
Well, hang on. A second ago, it was
the
a text.
The old carpets match the blinds, is what you were saying.
It was a text message a second ago. Now we're talking about
it. No, we were talking about it in the room, but that's a text.
Let's Rory go now, because we've been talking
about
him.
Rory?
Thanks for joining us, mate. You're in great form. Another massive game this week. We hope you have a really good one in your 50th and you get the points.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for having me on.